el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
Hello, everybody. How are you today? Did you study last week's matter? Well, congratulations if you did. Today, we will review week 14. This topic is related to goods and services, and I hope to help you guys in your quest to study this theme.
Hi, Iris. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Are you ready for today's review?
I sure do. The topic seems interesting as usual.
Yes, we're going to study vocabulary about goods and services, about foods, colors, sizes, measurements, and shopping in general.
Let's begin then.
Please turn to page 221. And listen to the names of fruits and vegetables. This is a mango.
These are oranges.
These are bananas.
This is a papaya.
This is a pineapple.
These are green beans.
These are peas.
These are onions.
They are carrots.
This is a cabbage.
These are beets.
Now, pay attention to how customers and clerks interact at the supermarket.
Good morning, Don Tino. How are you?
Good, and you? How can I help you?
I need many things. My pantry is completely empty.
Well, let's see if I have everything you need.
I see that the supermarket is arranged differently. Where are the different goods now?
Yes, the makeover was necessary. More convenient and comfortable for the customers.
Where are the fruits and vegetables?
Those are in aisle number 3.
How much is the kilo of onions?
The kilo of onions is 700 colones.
Oh, that's expensive.
Well, Miss Barantes, as you know, everything is expensive nowadays. The economy is broken. Oil prices increasing.
Oh, yes, you're right. The economy is a chaos. But no matter the price, we have to eat.
That's right.
And how much are these oranges?
The Washington ones or the Florida ones?
The Florida, those are sweeter.
These are 600 colones a kilo.
May I have 2 kilos, please?
Here you are. What about these platanos? Are you buying any?
How much do they cost?
Those are 200 colones per unit. How many do you want?
Just 4 to make some patacones. You know, the kids love them.
Is this all?
Are these lettuces fresh? I don't like them when they aren't, because they rotten too quickly.
Yes, they are, miss. And they have a good price, too.
Really? Is it 300 colones per one?
No, much less. 225 colones.
Let me have 2, then.
Here they are. Should I get you the bill?
I need 2 bags of rice, 1 of beans, 1 of sugar, and 1 of salt.
Do you want me to put them in the cart?
Please. And get me the total amount.
Let's see. 600 plus 700 plus 100 plus 1,230 plus 450 plus 800. It's 3,880 colones. Cash or credit, Miss Barantes?
Cash, please.
Here is the change, and thanks for coming.
Don't mention it.
Have a good day, Miss Barantes.
You too. Bye.
If you go to the supermarket, you ask for the goods. They can be grains, fruits, vegetables, spices like black pepper, cilantro, and meats.
And how do you buy them?
Goods are bought by unit, by pounds or kilograms, and ounces when they are solid goods.
And for liquid goods like milk, juices, soft drinks, or liquors?
You buy those by liters, gallons, bottles, or cartons, which include the quantities for liquids. The other thing you can buy is clothing.
And how do you ask for those at the store?
Oh, okay. For clothing, you take into account the material, colors, and the size. At La Gloria department store, listen to the conversation between the clerk and the customer.
Hello, how may I help you?
Yes, I need a pair of pants.
What size are you looking for, sir?
Well, 3 months ago I was a medium, but I gained some weight and I'm not sure.
Well, I'm going to get a medium and large. What color, sir?
One brown and one gray.
Dark or light gray, sir?
Light gray, please.
These are the pants. You may go to the fitting room.
Thanks.
How did they fit?
The large one was good. The medium was too small.
Are you taking it?
Yes, I will.
Anything else?
Yes, I want a blouse for my mother, please.
What size?
Between a small and a medium. I'm not sure. Let me look at it and I'll know.
What material do you want it, ma'am? I have silk, cotton, and synthetic.
A silk one, please.
Should it be plain, dotted, striped?
I think a plain one is better. By the way, how much are these?
Which ones? The red ones over there?
Yes.
Ooh, those are expensive. They are French couture.
Really? How much are they?
They are $270.
Oh, yes, that's expensive. Could you show me others that aren't so expensive?
Yeah, sure. Here they are. Which one do you like?
The dotted one. How much is it?
This is $75.
Oh, that's reasonable. I'll take it.
How about shoes? We have some Calvin Klein and Hush Puppies on sale.
No thanks. That's all right for now.
Hello, sir. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
I'm okay.
How much is it, Mom?
It's $250, sir. Cash or credit?
Credit card. Here you are.
The ID card, please?
Here it is.
Signature, please.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
You too. Goodbye.
Did you pay attention to how you buy clothing? You must ask for colors like red, blue, pink, purple, etc. Sizes like small, medium, or large for clothing, and regular number for shoes, 34, 38, 42, or 6, 6.5, 10, 11, 13.5 in the European countries.
For the material, you can ask for silk, wool, synthetic, or cotton when buying pants, shirts, skirts, dresses, blouses, or shoes.
Aside from clothing and shoe stores, there are other places that are important in our communities.
Like which ones?
Well, there is the airport where you take the plane to travel abroad. There is the bookstore. That's where you buy books and other school items. There is also the bus station, where you take the bus.
Very interesting. In my community, there are many hotels and restaurants. There are many hospitals and clinics where sick people are attended. And there are also many huge supermarkets where delicious foods and drinks can be bought.
Oh, really? In almost all the neighborhoods, there are drugstores where medications are purchased. There is at least a post office where letters, stamps, and packages can be sent and received. And there is a bank where all types of money transactions happen.
The most important services a community may provide is the schools for elementary kids, for high school youngsters, and universities where people become professionals. And in almost every one of these services, there is a library where you can borrow books to study.
By the way, in some communities like San Jose, Heredia, and Cartago, there is a train service, which is fast and cheap.
As you can see, in a community, there are many and important services that help us to have a better life and to be healthier in body and mind.
We have arrived to the end of this program. Thanks very much for staying with me, and don't forget to review the matter and complete all the exercises. Only with effort and perseverance, one can achieve success.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.